I am that Nigerian Christian dog holic, and this is another episode of Just Talk. So, another day of being far away, another day of not being, or another period of not being here as I should. But I'm here again, and I have just had a couple of things to say, some things that I think are important, and I think will be helpful to you, to me. Recently, I have been thinking in terms of who Jesus is to me, right? And you know me, I would normally come here and say, talk about how that God is our Father and God is Abba. And as a matter of fact, I'm currently reading a book, prayer book. It's about prayer and building an effective prayer life. And I mean, I just recently read a chapter about the Father Trainer, how God is our Father and our Trainer. But today, specifically, I want to talk about what it means that Jesus is the Lord of my life, that Jesus is the Lord of your life. Now, this is something that I've thought about so much. As a matter of fact, I keep on seeing notes of myself, taking short notes of asking questions, really. For instance, what does it mean to me that Christ is Lord over my life? How difficult or easy is it to say yes to the will of God? I think that these are some really, really deep areas. Because it's easy to think of Christ as friend. It's easy because the world is hard and you need somebody to go to cast your cares, to lay your burdens on, right? So it's like, Christ is my Lord, is my friend, and I take all my cares to him. But it's not easy to submit to the will of someone. I mean, one of the hottest debate topics in relationships and marriage is the issue of submission. So imagine that there is still a debate on the issue of submission to the will of God. Maybe not vocally, but internally, right? In your heart. The question is, how easy, how difficult is it to say yes or to say no to the will of God? And I think it's something that I've been thinking about so much lately. Like, I know that this week I've just had a lot of encounters with our thoughts. So if God requires something of me, how easy will it be to say yes? How easy will it be to say no? Now, these are questions that are not fully answered, but they're questions I want us to think about together. They're questions that I want us to ponder on together. Right? So, I mean, what does it mean that Jesus is Lord and Savior to you? You know, it's easy to say, you're my Lord and Savior. It's easy to pray and say Lord. But Lord means Master. Right? When somebody is Lord, you do what the person says without questions. And I don't think that sometimes we know the import of the words that we use. And until recently, I honestly haven't thought of it that way. I mean, yeah, obey God. But I'm not really taught of what it means when I say, when I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus is my Lord, right? What are the implications? And now it's not just what does it mean as in head knowledge, but it's what does it mean as in action? Like, what actions back up those words that I say that Jesus is my Lord and Savior? And this is something that I want all of us to think about. Like, to you, what actions follow those words? Right? So, do you obey God easily after you've confessed Him as Lord and Savior? Do you still struggle to live in obedience after you've confessed Christ as Lord and Savior? Right? And so, these are some things that I really, 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 really like us to ponder on. There are questions, as I said, that I haven't answered yet. There are questions that I am still thinking deeply on, even as I study scriptures continuously, right? It's like you see people in the Bible, people who say to live is Christ, to die is gain. People like Paul, people who live their whole lives in pursuit of doing the will of God, right? And, you know, it's beautiful to read the stories and you start to think about yourself, what about me? Right? Following God will cost you. And I'm saying this because sometimes you don't see that cost yet. And so it just feels like, yeah, it's easy. But the moments when it doesn't become easy, what you do, where the moment where it starts to cost you, the moment where it's no longer your baby. And so, I mean, it feels like it's easy peasy, it's all rosy. What do you do in those instances? The moment where God starts to require things of you, the moment where God starts to call you into deeper levels of intimacy, deeper levels of devotion, the moment where you experience loss. How difficult, how easy is it to say that I know that you're Lord and Master over my life, and I trust that you're in control? Ah, this is some really, 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 really deep message. I got you guys. this period of my life has been good, really good, actually. I mean, it's not been, like I said, it's really been a moment of adjusting differently. And so things have not been as I think they should, or things have not been easy to do. But I think when I was praying yesterday, I was just saying to God that in all of it, right, I'm grateful that I can actually sit to study my Bible. I can actually sit to pray, to communicate my heart, and to listen to you, right? To listen for the questions you're asking me, to listen for the instructions that you're giving me. I think that's my favorite part of this season, right? The fact that I am not walking outside of God, right? The fact that I am doing this part of my life with God. And so I just would like all of us, I mean, whatever it is you're doing, whatever it is that you're involved in, I pray that the hand of God is upon that, right? But trust me, it's always better to work with God. So I hope that you're walking and you're working with God, right? But take it away, I'm ending here, very short episode. I just came here to ask you all a question. I mean, something I hope that you ponder on for the entirety, for many years of your life, because God will consistently require things of you, and you have to consistently ask yourself, what does it mean that Christ is my Lord? When I said yes to him, when I said come into my heart as my Lord and Savior, I mean, the Savior part we understand, right? The Savior part is we confess with our mouths and we believe in our hearts that he died for us, that he resurrected, right? That he was buried and we're buried, and when he resurrected with him, we believe all of that, right? And so it's really the basis of our salvation. But what about the Lord part? The part where he now starts to require something of us. How do we react to that part of the truth? Because this is the truth, right? And I learned some years ago that when two things are true and you stick to one, then you're not being truthful, right? You cannot say half truth and I mean leave that part unsaid because it's uncomfortable, and move to say that you're acting or you're living in truth. So again, as I go, what does it mean to you? What are the implications? What actions back up those words that Jesus is Lord over your life? Not fully answered that question. I know it's going to take some time to answer, especially with experiences of life, especially with new decisions I have to make every day. But I do hope that this has in some way helped you. I do hope that in some way you start to think in terms of this, so that when God does require something of you, realize who he is to you, and you realize what you have to say or what response you have to give to him, realizing that he is Lord, that he is Master over your life. So you guys, I'm ending here today. I hope that this has been an insightful episode. I am that Nigerian Christian alcoholic, and you will not believe the condition in which I'm doing this podcast. I set my alarm for 4:30. I usually sleep by 10. I wake up by 4, but I slept by 11 because I had to finish my notes yesterday night. And so I set my alarm by 4:30, and let's just say I don't wake up. I don't wake up until almost 5, you guys. So I jumped over my bed. I remember that I promised that I was going to record this podcast, come what may. Because, honestly, it's so hard here to record. Like, there's noise, the buzz is a lot, and I just forget. I just honestly forget. Right, just because I'm so occupied. But I realized that I have a duty here to share what God lays in my heart to share. And so I'm here, right, and I'm sharing. And this was the first thing I did, so I hope my voice doesn't sound too groggy. That's the word, yeah? I hope that it sounds good enough. I hope that you have amazing days today and amazing week ahead. I love you so much, so much, so much, so much, so much. I appreciate you. I thank you for sticking with me even in these periods of inconsistency. I'm always saying that consistency is one of my greatest strengths. And so you must know how hurtful it is for me that I'm not able to show up here as much as I would like, right? But in seasons of change, you don't beat yourself up too much. You try to adjust and try to be better. And so every day I would put in more effort to be better, to show up here for you. I do have so much to say. I think in this period of my life, there is just so much that God is teaching me, even as I try to stick close to Him, right? So much, so many realizations of myself, and sometimes a lot of struggles. There are prayers that I had prayed years ago, and things I thought God had dealt with, and so when I start to see a little signs of them resurface, and I start to worry sometimes, start to cast them on God sometimes, right? So that's trying to maintain the balance between worrying about them and between taking them to God in prayer. But I hope, and I'm saying this to myself, that I will remember that I don't need to bear needless burdens, because I can take everything to God in prayer. So as much as I have today emphasized the Lordship of Jesus Christ, on a side note, I still want us to remember that you don't need to bear so much pain, so much burden, because you can cast everything to God in prayer. You can take all that burdens you, all that, in quotes, shows you shaggy, to God in prayer, right? I'm looking at the mirror as I record this podcast, and my eyes look really weird. I mean, I did sleep well. I did sleep for like 8 hours, so I cannot say, no, not 8 hours, 6 hours. So I cannot say that I am sleep starved, but my eyes look weird. They look tired. Yeah, so I am going, what am I going to do? I'm going to prepare for the day, pray, have my bath, study, and prepare for class. Yeah, you guys, I'm so glad. I was saying to my friend that law school is really, really fast paced. You don't know. I mean, it was just the weekend yesterday, and it's going to be a weekend very soon. And today's her birthday, by the way, so I'm doing a shout out to Naza. I hope that you have a beautiful, beautiful year. Naza is so happy. It's her 25th today. And she's been telling me that if it is the run, I'm not there yet. But I'll soon be there. And I'm just really proud of how far she's come. So this is my shout out to her. This is saying happy birthday, Naza. I love you very much. And I pray that God leads you, right? And for every other person who has birthdays in this month, I've never done this before. I mean, I've done the announcing my friend's birthday part. But the part where I just wish you a general happy birthday, I pray that God looks to your heart and that He aligns your desires to His. I pray that you start to reason or think of yourself in terms of how God sees you, right? I think that's a very important prayer, you know, because I was listening to a message recently by Elizabeth Elliot, and she's saying that a woman was once struggling to do the will of God, and she asked a pastor, a man of God, she didn't use the words pastor per se, she asked him, how do I struggle my desires in the will of God? And he gave her two words, and he had on it written, no, Lord. And he told her to cancel out one. And the implication was, you cannot say the words no and the words Lord. And when I say it, I mean say it understanding the implication, right? It doesn't go hand in hand. You always say yes, Lord, right? If you call someone Lord, it means that you're living in obedience. If you say no, it means that there's no lordship over your life. So I pray that God lets you, God helps you, because the beautiful thing about life is that there is grace in this God that works in us both to will and to do according to His good pleasure. That's Philippians 3 verse 12. God will walk in you if you will let Him. So I pray that God walks in you to make you conform to living a life that is in tandem with His will. I'm in here, guys. God has given me some quiet to record, and I am so grateful. I hope that this is helpful to everyone. I am that Nigerian Christian dog colleague, and this is another episode of Just Talk. Have an amazing, 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 amazing day. Bye, guys.